We talk about how this is a retro smashed gaming podcast, and we got the retro and we got the gaming portion down, but the smash portion is, what are you two drinking right now?
Alani energy drink.
Straight water.
What? Am I the only person that's holding true to the actual name and
smashed?
Yes, I am. I do not work tomorrow.
I'll pretend I'm drinking the Alani booze instead.
So I am drinking the Sunny D vodka seltzers.
Oh, nice. Did you mix it with rum? Yum, yum.
I did not. And I'm also drinking some Natterdays because I'm cheap and I can buy a 30 case of these and it doesn't cost anything.
Nice.
The strawberry one? I don't know if they have the pineapple still or not.
Yeah, it's still it's the strawberry lemonade. The pineapple ones are up near the store that I shop at, but pineapple doesn't gel well with my gut.
So your semen doesn't taste very pineapple-y?
No, it does not after drinking those. It's more like battery acid. Jesus Christ. Oh, what? Am I the only person here who's actually tasted it? Jeez.
Oh, God.
I'm back on the Discord and I just saw somebody say triangle fuck toast, part of the breakfast food pyramid head.
All right. We should probably get back on track here.
Is the Retro Smash Video Game Podcast live from the Gene Parmesan Memorial Studios. Wherever you are, wherever you may be listening, thank you for hanging out with us today. Back in the saddle. It's been a couple weeks.
I'm back. We're back in the saddle again.
I can't even get that high.
Oof. I'm back. Looking better than ever.
There it is. That's what we've been looking for. Yes, as you can hear, I am Weldy Time. I am joined by my two co-hosts today. The gentleman here joining me in the studio, the man, the myth, the legend, the man that always waits 30 minutes after eating before jumping in the pool. He is Andy.
Yo, how'd it go?
And joining us from the, what do we call it? The retro...
Sex dungeon.
a little bit. The Retro Smashed Radio Network, the gentleman that was going to have an accolade, but I totally forgot which one it was because I think I was going to use the wait 30 minutes after.
Ricky goes swimming 30 minutes before eating.
There we go. He goes swimming 30 minutes before he goes eating. That's right. He's Ricky. Ricky, what's going on, kid?
Hello. It's good to be back. I'm so excited, you know? Back in the game.
Back in the game.
So who are you interviewing today?
Been a month and a half of interviews. No interviews. You're stuck with just us. No. Three jabronis.
What's your top Mount Rushmore of bad video games? I don't care.
Gotcha.
Payback. Sucka.
That's a big hint for one of them.
Oh my. Oh my lord.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, I think "Oh my lord" is pretty much the that's the tagline.
That should be the tagline of the show. Retro Smash. oh my lord. My.
My God.
This is the goddamn match.
That man has a family. Ricky, what have you been up to lately, kid? Video game, movie wise?
So, you know, it's funny. So, I actually, I've been pretty adventurous here the last couple of weeks. I just downloaded the new AEW Fight Forever game. It's a wrestling video game. If you're not familiar with AEW, that is a new mainstream brand of wrestling. They've been around since 2019. It's pretty good. They just released their first video game back in late June. So, I have been playing that really hard. If you like playing the old WWF No Mercy games on like the 64, it's straight up arcade style like that. I have been having a blast. I cannot wait to shit.
Oh God damn it. I'm not editing there that we go. Out. Is Kenny Omega in that?
Yes, he is. Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, CM Punk. So it's got quite a few wrestlers in it right now. And then another game that I've been playing is a throwback. It is the Oregon Trail. I guess it recently went through a pretty new skin update that makes it a little bit more modern. Does really nice justice to the Native American population in this game, where they are not seen as like being called little Bigfoot or any dumb shit like that.
It's
actually pretty good. I'm still on my first, I guess, my first maiden voyage right now.
Is this like the old Mac stuff, or is this?
It's not the old. It's not. No, it's not. It's actually on the Nintendo Switch, and I believe it's also on Apple Gaming, the iPad, and stuff like that. It's actually really cool. I think it's only like $14.99 in the Switch market or whatever, in the Switch store, Nintendo store. Bought it. Had a blast, been playing it nonstop. It's pretty good. People still get a dysentery and cholera and they die from that. So luckily none of my people have died from that yet.
GG.
We'll see where this goes.
What's your strategy? Like, what's both your strategies when it comes to Oregon Trail? Because I definitely have, I don't know if you guys like fly by the seat of your pants, but I 1000% have a strategy.
My strategy, it's so funny because this, if we're talking classic one, mine was like, I didn't know what I was doing as a child. So my strategy was like, whatever, I can ford the river. And then it turns out like two people die of pneumonia like a day later. So that was me. A bad strategist right here.
I was going to say, that's one of my strategies. Don't ford the river, save your money and pay the ferry. Like you'll be either wait a day and for condition to improve or take the ferry. Just pay the money for it. You'll be glad you did.
Goal is to kill all the buffalo and only take what you can carry.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
And then name yourself pepperoni
when you
die. Andy,
the true colonizer here.
What's the funny you say kill the buffalo, because like the hunting in Oregon Trail is an absolute atrocity, because like you could be the best hunter in that game, which is my strategy, because I don't spend a lot of money on food. I spend more on bullets and I hunt for my food, but it's like I kill like 3 mooses, 6 bears, mooses? And 8 rabbits. Is it mooses?
Mises.
Mr. Mises?
Mises.
Look at
they're Mises.
Dude, I don't know, man. I was trying to, I had one of my Twitch viewers last night trying to get me to speak Icelandic, so I think I had like a little bit of a stroke. Words are hard today. Shout out Becca. So yeah, we're trying to shoot the animals, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna take all this food back, we're gonna be good. It's like, oh, you shot 1200 pounds worth of food, but you were only able to carry back 46 pounds to your wagon. Yep. I'm like, what the hell?
Very wasteful of you, Weldy. You would have fit in great back then in colonial days.
I know. I mean, I would have been full, you know, screw everybody else. I mean, I would have looked like, what was it, William Howard Taft? I'd have been Taft size. Actually, I'm thinking my weight right now, I would have been like in the top like 0.001%.
Did you ever play a game called Super Amazing Wagon Adventure? It was a parody of Oregon Trail.
I've played a few parodies of Oregon Trail, but yeah, not that one.
Well, that one's wacky because you start fighting space aliens and you're flying and it goes all over the freaking place. There's an underwater level, so you don't forge the river. You just go underwater, scuba dive. I don't know. It's all over the place. It was wacky. It was like 2003 or so when it came out. I can't remember.
I've seen the like Zombieland version called Oregon Trail, but not O-R-E-G-A-N, O-R-G-A-N. Yeah, Oregon Trail, where you're in a station wagon.
I played that one.
Oh, you played that
one
too?
Pretty fun.
I've watched somebody play it.
Yes, I played that one. It was pretty fun.
I never played it myself. I always thought it was interesting that you could literally like trade one of the people in your party for like supplies like halfway through.
Wasn't there some Canadian trip? You're in a station wagon thing. You're trying to get from Canada, but there's like the zombie apocalypse. It's kind of the same thing where you have to forge for supplies.
I'm pretty sure that's the same game.
Is it the same game?
I'm almost positive of it. I don't know. We have the internet right here at the tip of our fingers, so, you know, we could always internet it.
And if it's on the internet, it has to be true. Abraham Lincoln said so.
That's very true.
It's called Death to Canada, that other game.
Ricky, what else you been up to, kid?
Yeah, so along outside of the video games, I went to go see the Barbie movie recently.
You didn't do the double dip?
No, absolutely not. I'm not going to watch that other crappy film. I won't even dignify that other movie by title or name, because the only thing that matters is Barbie. And 10 out of 10, recommend. Everybody should go see it. No paid promotion here, just you should go see it.
Is that because your favorite band is Aqua?
Aqua is my favorite band, but they don't play the original, you know, spoilers. They don't play the original song in it.
That's weird.
There's not like even a parody of it or
no
anything.
Remix?
Yeah, no remix, no nothing.
I said they didn't play the original. Now, as far as there being an updated remix version of it that Ice Spice covers, then sure.
Ooh. Ooh, I was gonna.
Which I'm not saying anything bad about Ice Spice. I like her music also. I was just kind of, you know, and I think it's really cool that she got to slap her name on the new Barbie movie. Like, you know, as the song for the Barbie movie, I was just really kind of hoping to hear the original.
Now, is it as funny as the previews? Because I'm like an outsider. I'm like, Barbie movie. I'm like, this is probably gonna be super campy. But I'm watching the preview, and like 20 seconds in, they're all doing the dance party, and she goes, "Do you ever think about dying?" I don't think I've laughed so hard during a preview. I was like, holy shit. I'm like, okay, this is gonna be one of those kind of movies.
110% watching that movie was it. I felt things watching Barbie, not those things, you losers, but I felt other things, like my feelings and everything. I was like, hey, yo, I know Barbie was gonna punch me in the gut, 34-year-old man right here, and Barbie slapping me around like a bitch, and I'm loving it.
So you were in a Barbie world. You're in Barbie's world, and she had you wrapped in plastic, and it was fantastic.
She could brush my hair. She can take me anywhere.
Nicely done. 10 out of 10 for Barbie, 10 out of 10 for the remake Oregon Trail. Anything else?
That's it in old Ricky world.
All right, what about old Andy world? Andy, what are you been up to, kid?
Still being old.
I think that just increases more by the day, man.
I know, it feels like it. But yeah, nothing new. Same old Tears of the Kingdom. That's about it. My 2 hours of gaming a week.
I got to do a couple cool different things now that the New Yorkers are back in, is it the City of Brotherly Love? Is that
what
they call?
That's Philly.
I know.
Oh.
Narrator, he's saying this to piss off Bethel. He's saying this to be an asshole. No, the New Yorkers, it was great having them here. We were so happy. Had a ton of fun. So happy to have him here. I got to do a couple different things. I didn't get to say this in the last podcast, but I got to stream with our friend Spanky Rambles, who is one third of the Victory Achieved podcast, our sister podcast. I got to do some co-op Super Nintendo games with him for one stream. He was gracious enough to invite me on, and we realized we're both absolute dog shit at Super Tennis.
Fair.
That game's actually harder than it looks. Then I got to play D&D with some friends from Canada.
Oh.
Yeah, with our friends up north, Gunsling, T, Shin, Jessica, Zombie. They graciously invited me to come play D&D with them, and we played like a modern day D&D. I played a human barbarian, which is what I normally play. I played the human barbarian Braunstorm Honeycakes. Comes from a long line of honeycakes.
For some reason, when you said D&D, I was thinking Dance Dance Revolution. I was like, what?
Yes, Andy. I invited my friends from Canada down here just to play that's DDR.
Yeah, oops.
Not to be confused with Old Russia, which is USSR. Not to be confused with University of Southern California, which is USC. Not to be confused with the
Marines,
the bank insurance, FDIC. not to be confused with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. Okay, I think we're done here. Well, speaking of going back to Oppenheimer.
This is still going? Oh, God.
I was trying to figure out how to loop it back to Oppenheimer just to piss you off. Yeah, that's about par for the course. So yeah, shout out to those guys. Shout out, long live Fleetwood Vac. We had to sneak into a top secret facility, and we were in we pretty much like Scooby-Dooed our way in there. Like, we pretty much like decorated the outside of the van to make it look like we were like window washers and like air conditioning and vac, like air vac systems. So we came up with Fleetwood Vac.
Lord.
I thought it was funny.
That's actually pretty solid.
And our slogan was, I can still hear you say it, you may never break the pane, but it's like P-A-N-E of glass. You can never break the pane.
Take my pain away.
That was good. Don't worry, folks, I'll be here for the next like 50 minutes. Also played a new game I started a couple weeks ago for my own Twitch channel, twitch.tv/weldytime. Started Metroid Fusion.
I've never seen that game till you started playing it. I didn't know it existed.
I've always been like a Super Metroid fan. Even Metroid Prime, I'm like, eh, it's not Super Metroid. And like Metroid Dread, I'm like, oh, it's not Super Metroid. But I have seen the light. Metroid Fusion is a great game.
Is it produced by Nintendo?
Yeah. It was the same people. It's supposed to be right after, canonically, right after Super Metroid ends. Yeah, solid gameplay. The system really, like, it kind of holds your hand and says, here, this is where you need to go. That's the only downfall. There's not a whole lot of, like, exploration after the fact. Like, everything is closed off and it really railroads you at the end to going to where it wants you to go. Other than that, I mean, you can go look around and be adventurous all you want until, like, end game. Solid weapon system, plenty of different enemies, plenty of new weapons you use, some old weapons. You get your Varia suit, you get like a gravity suit, you get plasma beam like you did in the original game. I would say, being a huge Super Metroid fan, it really kind of, like, you know how you want, sometimes you want a Coca-Cola and all they have is like Diet Coke, and it's like it still hits the spot.
I thought they could say Pepsi.
God, this is a PG-13 stream, sir. No, but all they have is like Diet Coke, and you're like, okay, I guess I'll take a Diet Coke, but it tastes the same, but you know it's different, but it still hits the spot. That's what it was for me. So definitely recommend. It's a couple things bugged me about, like the bosses afterwards that were just kind of annoying. But yeah, good boss fights. It's not really a huge map, but they give you the full map, like, right when you get in. But there's plenty of, like, bases for, like, oh, go explore this. Like, there's plenty of room for finding stuff. Like, I finished the game, and Sir Tet was watching, and he's like, my collection rate was only 44%. He's like, yeah, you only found half the E-tanks.
Dang.
And I'm like, oh my god. So, yeah.
So there is some exploration. There's just like weird hidden rooms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of hidden rooms and just stuff. Like, the more you're willing to, it's just like Super Metroid. The more you're willing to explore, the better it is. But I would say, if you play Super Metroid and you're like, man, I really want to like this game, but I keep getting lost, play Metroid Fusion.
So when do we get a speed run on your channel?
I need to add that to my list of games that I'm working on speedrunning, because I need to get a new list for next year. Trying to add Silent Hill 3 to that list, not going like I thought it was going to at like right now, but you know, that it is what it is. All right, kids, well, this would normally be the spot where we have a game for you, but we actually had a DM. Bing. So somebody hit me up. Nice. Somebody hit me up on Discord, Dan the Man, who is another third of the Victory Achieved podcast, and said, hey, Weldy, finally listened to all the Retro Smashed episodes, listened to 5 in a row yesterday, including the newest one.
Damn.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for listening. Yeah. Appreciate that. Yeah, love that guy. Love that guy. Well, such a comfort listen. Hope you're well and always excited for the next Retro Smash episode. Said, really enjoyed Airy Babble's perspective on WRPGs versus JRPGs, which until your episode I'd never considered. Definitely would love to hear what Andy and Ricky's favorite video game music / soundtracks are, as I'm a big fan of video game music. Well,
that's convenient.
Yeah, that's convenient, because that's what we're going to do this episode. We're going to kind of split this episode in half. So instead of doing a game, we're going to do... Let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about, like, retro music soundtracks. Now, I know Eric and I had did an episode about this before. We had a disagreement. We each did, like, our top 7 favorite list, like, our favorite games, like, retro game soundtracks. His was vastly different for the most part. We had one that matched, but I think the other ones were different in their own ways.
I can't remember that episode.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, but I could barely remember yesterday.
It's been like a year ago.
Well, to spoil it for you guys, we had our top songs and our top soundtracks, and I think you're going to know where I'm going with this. When I said my favorite soundtrack, and it's still the same, my favorite soundtrack is Streets of Rage 2, where he had said...
Fair, that's a pretty good soundtrack.
Yes. He had said his favorite soundtrack was Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Ooh, that is a good soundtrack as well.
just to tell you what side I'm taking in this divorce, I'm taking his side.
Yeah.
and that's fair. And I kind of figured a lot of people would take that, but I wanted to do soundtracks. Like, my list had soundtracks. It had Super Metroid. It had Symphony of the Night. It had a Mario Galaxy on it. It had games with the soundtrack wasn't an already produced song.
Not copyrighted songs.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not, you know, because you can, I mean, yeah, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, because that list is great. Like, they picked great songs that were already made and made a soundtrack for it. Like, it wasn't music that was specific to that moment. It wasn't specific to the game. It was just, these were in it. So it was a little bit apples to oranges what our lists were like. So I kind of want to know what your guys' perspective, and I don't know which one of you two wants to go first.
So you're telling me that I can't use Fallout 3 or Fallout 4?
You can.
That's,
I mean,
that's so rude of you. I'm joking.
But those aren't copyrighted then anymore.
No,
according to Weldy's rules, that's a no-no.
Dude, I listen. This is something you're going to learn about me. Like, in my car, we have Sirius. One of my presets is 40s Junction. And I hear songs from all the Fallout games on that, like, once an hour. And my wife turns to me and she goes, how the hell do you know this song?
It's an old song.
Well, Woody's up here singing with the big iron on his hip.
There we go. That's...
Nice.
There's your sync if we didn't sync before.
There we go. All right. Fair enough.
All right, Ricky, you spoke up first. Let's go with you. So when you talk about like a retro soundtrack, like you can just name off a couple, and then I'm going to go to what the internet would widely consider to be, and I'll see where we agree and disagree.
Okay. That's, I would say Donkey Kong Country.
Hell yeah.
Is a very, very memorable soundtrack. I just thinking about it, it's already stuck in my head for the rest of the day. between that, I would say the original Sonic the Hedgehog as well. I could throw like a thousand those soundtracks. They're very memorable. They are some of my favorites. If I'm like just sitting up listening to video game music, I wouldn't mind listening to those because they're pretty solid. I don't know. I would also have
the Donkey Kong soundtrack.
Yeah, I would also have to. I feel like that's something you can actually play in a club, and you could put some real 808 bass behind it, and you'd be like, yeah, DK. I'm talking Donkey Kong. Like, and you'd be like, yeah.
You're talking N64 Donkey Kong.
Oh, well, yeah. I was thinking like the OG Donkey Kong Country. Like, the water level. The water level from the Super Nintendo Donkey Kong Country, I think, is just iconic through the whole franchise. Like, that music is just not just a great song, but it's just serene.
I always like the snow level because every time it snows here in Indiana and it's like that is weird, that fluffy, big snow, I immediately think of the snow, like, whatever. Yeah, that music.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's completely slow, but that's where I'm at. I don't know if I have like favorite. I mean, I have a little bit more memorable than others, probably because that's when my brain like formulated around that, around those video games a little bit better. But you sit me down in front of a video game and the music kicks up and I'm like, yeah, I can feel the nostalgia feels massaging my brain muscles.
Just massaging that like just wrinkly brain. Is there any like retro game music like you would like? If you're out and about in your car or working out or just walking through the city or something, that you would just throw on your head, like your headphones, just like randomly. It's like, oh, this was a game made in 1990, but this soundtrack is so great. I would listen to this now, like just in my headphones, not even just playing the game.
Mine is Faster Than Light FTL. It's not technically retro, but that I will meditate to that. I will just meditate, yeah. And like literally space out.
I go to sleep at night and I actually sit up and fall asleep to FTL, like old video game plays of FTL, yeah. Because the music is so soothing and comfortable that it like that. It's almost a rap.
Do you listen to like the SNES relaxing? SNES Drunk does the 3 hours of just relaxing Super Nintendo music. You ever like sit and actually listen to that?
I've not even heard of that.
Like Mario Kart is not relaxing.
The sounds of someone drowning and just like every underwater level, like that noise when people are drowning, that does not relax me.
I remember the first one that SNES Drunk came out with. It was SNES Relaxation. Some of the examples they used a song from, they had a song from Waterworld. They had the Village theme, like the very first song from SimCity. They had the underwater level from Donkey Kong Country. They had the original Overworld map song. This is what caught me by surprise because I'm like, wow, they know their shit. They had the Overworld map theme from 7th Saga, which is nice. A game I've been trying to get Arabelle to play because that's as Western RPG as it gets. that game is terribly hard. That game is like impossibly hard to beat.
I can see some of the Super Metroid music is pretty relaxing.
I remember
when my daughter was having trouble sleeping, I found a lower Meridia. No, I'm sorry, a lower Brinstar lo-fi beat, and I would just play that in her room when she was in her crib, and she would like fall asleep, and it was great. It was actually great for me to listen to. I like fell asleep too.
You know, you could have just put a little bit of daddy juice in her bottle, let her sip on that for a bit. Boom, like a light. She would have been out.
We do not condone, we condone giving alcohol to kids. Ricky does not represent those views of Retro Smash Gaming Podcast.
We don't condone it.
I don't understand, but there were some nights where it crossed my mind. How do we run a whole video game drunk video game podcast where we don't encourage?
I can't say anything. My first drink, I was like 2. I was like, this is Pepsi. Oh boy, this isn't Pepsi.
There is literally a picture of me at my fourth birthday party holding, I want to say it was pretty much like a Colt 45 in my hand.
Nice.
So I'm going to find that the next time I go to my parents' house, and I'm going to upload that to the old Twitter machine there. So
that's, you guys, that's when you became a man.
Ricky's been doing this for a long time.
So I'm venturing through the interwebs, and I did find a couple, like, lists. I did find a top 100 list of what they consider to be the top 100 best video game soundtracks of all time. Now, not all these are retro, but I'm going to try to point out some of the retro ones that kind of caught my attention, and I'll see if you guys are like, oh, it needs to be higher, or, oh, I remember that. Shovel Knight isn't exactly retro. That's at 100.
Still a good soundtrack.
Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty at 98. Super Mario 64 is at 90.
Oh, Legend of Zelda. That's a good soundtrack. All of them.
Yeah, there's
a couple,
all of them.
There's a couple of them on this list, yeah. Mega Man X.
Oh, yep.
86.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Mega Man
yeah.
2 is definitely up there in the top five for me.
Here's one that I was surprised, and I'm so happy they put this on the list. DuckTales.
Oh, yeah, man. That freaking moon level is awesome.
DuckTales is at 77. I'm so happy they put that on this list. Like, it's one of those where it's like you don't think about, but it's like, oh, I'm so happy they added that on there. That's so cool. It's 77, right behind Super Mario RPG, which is at 76. Right. By the way, before we get going any further, do you think they're going to remaster the music too? Like a lot? Like orchestral music for RPG or what?
They might do what they did with Mario Kart 8 and make it full orchestral. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool. I'm not going to lie.
I can see that. That would be pretty, it'd be pretty tight. It would actually match the vibe of that game pretty well.
75, Curse of Monkey Island.
Okay.
69. Nice. Crash, the original Crash Bandicoot. Halo, the original Halo 67.
I got one. Conker's Bad Fur Day is one of the best soundtracks ever.
How do we, again, my follow-up question, how do we get this on Weldy Stream? As always, me pushing this more and more.
I tried it one time, and man, I didn't like it. It's just, I'm like, I don't get it. And there were some things that I was trying to do, and it's like,
it might be a moment of its time as well.
Well, it took me like 3 hours to do one mission. I'm like, oh my god, this is terrible. This is one that I think I was going to have to play off camera because, like, it was just such bad content. Because I'm talk shit at that game. I mean, it was fun until it got frustrating, and now just like, I don't know.
Did you beat Dracula?
No.
You didn't get that far, jeez.
I didn't even get to the Mighty Pooh.
I don't even think you got to the Terminator part.
No, I didn't get to any of that.
Jeez.
I know, I'm a scrub. I'm terrible.
I'm glad you knew that you were a scrub, but I didn't have to tell you.
No scrubs. No scrubs hanging out the side of my best friend's ride. 64, Battletoads.
The N64.
The N64 was not an N64 game. It was Battletoads.
Oh, yeah. The boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Pause music.
59, Star Fox. Here you go, Andy. This one's for you. 55, Link to the Past.
There you go.
This one's for Spanky. 54, Doom.
Oh, yeah. The newer Doom remake, that soundtrack ruled.
Oh my god, the 2016 Doom?
Yes.
Oh shit, yeah.
I was like tearing ass everywhere, like,
and then after I was tearing ass, I was playing that game. But don't psh. And you're going to leave that awkward silence in there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Harry Babel at 51 with Parappa the Rapper.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Hell fucking yes.
See, this is where we're going to get into like some of the big heavy hitters in the top 50, because I wanted to start there. Fallout 3 at number 45.
Oh, you're not going to do the top 50? You're just going to skip?
Well, I've been skipping around.
I know, but I figured at the top 50 at least you could do.
Okay, let's do top
50. Oh, dear God, that's so many. Okay.
Fine, we'll do the top 20. Top 20.
Actually, it's funny you say that because I completely skipped over it. FTL is at 48.
Ah, see?
It's a good thing you told me to go back to that.
This is the only reason he cared. He doesn't care about anything else in the top 50
that's it.
At this point.
We're done.
We're done. End of podcast.
We'll call it.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Boop, 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 boop.
What was the old NBC nightly news? Like right when they ended.
Yes.
Live from the Rockefeller Center, this is NBC Nightly News with Tom Brokaw.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Baba Walters.
Thought you were going to hit me with the, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
You know, I never understood that until I became a parent. Like, if I would see that now, I'd be like, I gotta stop the stream right now and make sure my kids are upstairs. But I'm sure there was a reason that was out there. There was like some drunk dads that were like, hey, you know where them damn kids are?
I think they're at
play baseball. I got
near me here.
Don't worry, folks. I'll be here all day. Number 44. Silent Hill 2.
Hey, there you go.
There we go.
Number 40, Mass Effect 2. Did you guys pick Mass Effect players?
I played the first one, and I stopped only because life happened.
Yeah, fair.
Never picked it up, but I did watch some gameplay of it, and it looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Same, same. This one's going to be up there, and I'm surprised it is. Number 38, F-Zero.
Oh, yeah. I was going to.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah.
This is one that I thought was going to be a little higher. I thought it was going to be a little higher on the list. Number 36, Pokemon Red Blue.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there might be more Pokemon games up higher, but Red Blue is some definite nostalgia music.
I'm wondering if Smash Brothers is on there.
It is the highest Pokemon game on the list.
Oh, well, fuck them pocket monsters.
34, Street Fighter 2.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
And nice. I think with that one, you can just pretty much pick anyone you want. I mean, Turbo had a great soundtrack.
I was going to say, is it like Turbo? Because Turbo probably would be top tier. But, you know, there are like 10 versions of Street Fighter 2, so...
I don't know. When you were playing Street Fighter 2 Turbo, and you get to Zangief stage, and that bass hits just right, that boom, 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 boom. Like, that hits you, like, right in the heart. It's like, oh, my God. I mean, everybody talks about, like, Guile's theme and... Yeah. Stuff like that, but it's like, man, that Zangief theme just like hits you right square in the like chest.
So makes your balls.
So
drop.
Andy, how do we get you to dress up as Zangief for one of our live podcast episodes?
Oh, I was thinking about doing it as a Comic-Con sometime. I think that'd be pretty fun.
I will dress up as Chun-Li if you dress up as Zangief. If we're gonna do like an in-person Halloween live episode, I will straight up dress up as Chun-Li
if you shave my head, and will not be the first time I've shaved my head.
If the two of you are willing to do that, I will take it one step further, and I will dress up as a doll. I can't fucking ever pronounce his name right. Dawson? Yeah, Dawson. Yeah. I will do full on Dawson, and I will shave my head bald.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Do I get to change my answer? Because I kind of want to be E Honda now.
Oh, that'd be fun too.
That'd be cool. That'd be a cool trio right there. Dawson, Zangief, and E Honda.
That would be actually pretty rad.
Yeah, cool. That would be a really cool, themed.
Yes.
Themed Halloween episode.
110% I am willing to shave my head bald. But this has to be like a live podcast. Like, it got to be live. We got to be recording and stuff. And then we sit around the table and we talk and take pictures. And it ain't just me shaving my head and then we just record like we normally do.
Well, let's go to the bar afterwards or whatever, too.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, I guess it would be Halloween weekend.
And we could enter some Halloween contests and get some money.
Ding 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 ding.
No one's gonna care about the three nerds dressed up as some random very weird looking sex workers.
Support your sex workers, kids. Number 31.
Follow enough of my Twitter. Follow enough of my Twitter and you'll find some.
31, Final Fantasy 7. I'm surprised that was that far down the list.
Yeah, that's good music right there. That's it's funny. I was actually considering mentioning Final Fantasy earlier when you were asking me about music from video games, you know, that kind of tied in. But that's a good one.
It is also the highest Final Fantasy on the list.
Because it's the best Final Fantasy.
I guess I can't say that because I've only played like two. And man, I really like Final Fantasy 3 or 6.
Depends on what country you live in.
Yeah, I don't get that. I can't count that high.
Well, it doesn't.
I don't work at a bank anymore. I can't count
that
high.
We know, bud. We know. If it goes higher than the amount of digits on both fingers and toes, then that's a wrap.
I didn't turn anything past 20.
That's right.
But I can count to 20. Actually, I can count to 30. This is kind of a controversial one. I can see it going either way. This might be the last controversial. There's going to be a couple more up there. But this one is a little funky to me. Tetris.
I feel Tetris should be higher.
Yeah.
Yes, but because it's iconic, but it has three songs.
So is Dr. Mario, and that soundtrack rules
yeah.
too.
Also, I don't feel like it's the amount of songs that it has, but I think how iconic it is and how much of it leaves an imprint on your brain. When you hear that Tetris theme, you're like, hey, who's dropping blocks around here?
I can honestly say I've never thought that.
You don't play the Tetris music in your head when you're packing groceries?
I do when I'm at work. When I'm at work and I'm putting stuff on a skid to send out, I guess I do play the Tetris theme.
Okay, see, you know,
that's funny you say
everybody plays the Tetris theme song when they're doing something. when I'm putting laundry away after folding up, it could be doing that, or when you're packing your bag to go on a trip. Andy, I know that you and I have actually played it before in our heads when we worked in fast food when reorganizing after a truck delivery.
Oh, yeah.
Have you played any of the music from GoldenEye 007 in your head, which is at 29? When you're doing the same thing, because that might be a little more violent. They had no right to go that hard with that pause music, though.
Yeah.
They had zero right.
Oh, the smooth jazz elevator music.
Yeah, I was not prepared for that. Oh, by the way, it had elevator music, which automatically makes the game a 10 out of 10. Any game that has an elevator and the elevator has elevator music automatically makes it a 10 out of 10 in my book.
10 out of 10.
Plus, you have a GoldenEye watch.
Oh, yes. And not to mention my GoldenEye watch, my Fitbit, it has the red and blue like outline on both sides. Yeah, I taught an old dog new trick. My wife got the new watch. I got her old one, and I'm like, I don't want Minnie Mouse on here, so I switch it over to the GoldenEye.
If you stub your toe, does the red go down?
No. It should have went. It would have went down yesterday when I tripped over my lawnmower.
Jeez.
Only counts of 19 here soon.
Right, man. I was walking backwards because I was moving our, we have like a bin in our backyard where the kids have their sand toys and we have like some kickballs and stuff that they throw around. Well, I was moving it to mow under it and I was pulling it backwards and I forgot that I had stopped the mower right there. So I like tripped over the mower and like I totally scraped up my right side. But yeah, I should have lost health on that.
Jesus Christ.
Oof.
Dude, I didn't tell you guys this. I wrecked my fork truck at work.
Whoops. Jeez.
My fork truck like decided it didn't want to stop and like I lost all like control because I have a stand-up one and I lost all control with the stick and I went right into like some metal racks doing like 10-15 miles an hour.
Goodness gracious. What?
I was trying to slow down and I couldn't come to a stop and I panicked and I lost control and I was just like, oh god, and it hurt. I mean, I was fine. I was fine. I was able to work the rest of the day, but like I scraped up my back and shit. It was bad.
Jesus.
I would have definitely lost health on that one.
Oh, sounds like you already did.
A little bit. Well, there's a typo because this list has 4 number 24s.
Maybe it's tied.
I don't know. They have tied for 24th, apparently, is ActRaiser, Super Brothers.
Super Brothers?
Yeah. Shenmue and the OG Metroid.
Super Brothers? What is Super Brothers?
Super Mario Brothers, maybe?
Super Mario Brothers?
No, that's later on the list.
Oh, my. Maybe there is. Hold on. Let me. Super Brothers. What the is this game?
Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery EP.
That's the full name.
That is the full name I have on here. Tied for 24th, apparently.
Well, never heard of it.
Oh, me either.
I never heard of it either.
It has the coolest soundtrack ever.
Sword it.
But they are all going to be outshined. They're going to be outshined by the next four combined, because 23 is Bioshock Infinite.
Oh.
It goes back to the Fallout music. Yeah.
Yeah. 22 is Symphony of the Night. That's one I had in my top 7. 21 is Clock Tower, a horror game. And number 20, Sonic 3 and a Knuckles, the Kanidna.
Was it Sonic 2 that had Michael Jackson?
I think it was Sonic 3 that had Michael Jackson. Okay. I think it was. I don't know. 19 is your Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
18 is Journey.
Oh, yeah. That was a cool soundtrack.
17, and I thought this was a wild pick, but that soundtrack's really cool. Jet Set Radio.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh my God. I lied to you guys. There is another Final Fantasy on this list.
Oops.
And it is 6 at number 16, hey. Final Fantasy 6. 15, I'll just go 15 to 1.
Okay.
15, Earthbound.
Yeah.
14, Secret of Mana. Never 13, Resident Evil 4.
There you go, Ricky.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about.
12, you're going to talk about this one too. 12 is DK Country 2.
Yep. Yeah. The Bramble. There we go. I can't remember the name of it. The Bramble one.
11 is Ocarina of Time.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Song of Storms and the Epona song.
And now we go. Top 10 time. 10, Red Dead Redemption. I never think of that.
First one?
Yeah, the OG. I never think of that being like a good soundtrack until I realize when I'm out in like the open riding a horse looking for a bounty or something and it's nighttime that like it just. It's actually really good music. Yeah, I just don't realize it because it really sets the mood.
Yeah, I was going to say like atmospheric.
I think that's the best, yeah. There's another atmospheric one on here, and we'll get to that in a minute. 9, Portal.
Okay.
You got to throw the cake song, and that's about it. Is there, I don't know. There's a couple songs in there that are really good, though.
8, and I thought this was really low. I thought this was very low. 8, Streets of Rage 2.
Wow.
I think you're just playing favorites.
Yeah, there you go, Wody. You got what you wanted.
Yeah, it did make top 10. I was happy. 7, Katamari Damacy.
Damacy.
Damasi?
Yes.
Well, you're a Damasi. What do you think about that?
Hey.
I thought that was funny. Six, the OG Silent Hill.
All right. Yeah.
Five, Super Metroid.
Yep.
Four, Ricky, you nailed this one. Four, Mega Man 2.
Oh, yes. That fucking intro music.
This was a controversial one because this is not retro at all. Three, The Last of Us.
That's more atmospheric also, I think.
That was definitely more atmospheric.
And there's another one that's atmospheric. Two, Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
I don't know if either one of you would get number one.
Number one.
Would you see if you get number one? Take a wild guess. What is one I haven't named
the
yet?
Best soundtrack ever according to this list.
Yes.
Tony Hawk 2.
No, I'm actually surprised that didn't make it to the list. For all the hyperactive electronics and epic sweeping scores, we come to the end here with ICO, a video game almost designed to make you feel small Eco? And powerless. Is it ICO?
ICO?
Yeah. ICO? ICO?
I'm pretty sure it's ICO.
I don't care how it's pronounced. It's number one. Yeah. PS2 2001. Yeah.
Well, not everything can go out with a bang.
There you go there.
So.
Yeah, this one kind of went out with a slow fizzle. But that's okay.
No one's talking about your bedroom life, bud.
Hey.
He doesn't have anything to fizzle out anymore. He got that cut.
That's me. Painful. Actually, it wasn't that painful. I'm not going to lie. Any last thoughts on your favorite music?
This is a solid list. Number one, I guess this is one of those I'll just have to look up number one here and see what it's about. But that's about it. Everything else kind of gelled well together, honestly, with me.
Just looking for a couple different other lists here. PCMag.com has top 25 best video game soundtracks ever. Ball Blazer, Bastion.
Bastion.
There's Chrono Trigger. Crypt of the Necrodancer.
Yes.
Cuphead.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Cuphead wasn't on the original list. There's the OG Doom. There's Diddy Kong's Quest. Earthbound. Elder Scrolls Skyrim.
Yeah, I can see that.
This is in no particular order, by the way. This is just all of them. But yeah, Elder Scrolls Skyrim 2011 on the list. There's Final Fantasy VI. Here's Final Fantasy XV. Grim Fandango.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh.
Yeah, Sam and Max. That was pretty fun, too.
This is a controversy for me because I really liked the music to this game, but I thought the game was dog shit. This might be the most controversial take I think I've ever had on this show. I didn't hate it to the point where it was on my Mount Rushmore, but God, I really, really wanted to like this game, and I just can't. Hotline Miami.
What? Yeah, that should have been.
I can't.
Absolutely.
Can't. Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
That
music rules.
That game's amazing. The music rules.
That game rules.
Weldy drools.
I can't bring myself to like that game. Yeah, the atmosphere. Okay, it looks great. The sound is great. The premise is great. It's got great vibes.
It's great.
The problem is you have to play the goddamn thing. The problem is you have to play the damn game.
The game rules.
Yeah. The game sucked. No. Why am I being shot from something three screens away?
Because I've seen you.
That I have no control over that.
Well, don't pop your head out.
Don't pop your head out like an idiot then.
Don't pop your head out.
It's such a simple game that Wody can't even play it correctly. I don't understand how you can't play that game. That game's fantastic.
You're fantastic. Yeah,
oh, bud, trust me.
Life in plastic.
I know.
I may have to try it again. I don't know. It's kind of like, I think Hotline Miami falls into the same category as Superbad and V8.
Superbad.
Like, I hated it when I was younger.
Still super hot.
And then I tried it again when I was older, and I hated it again, and then I wanted to try it again, and then I hated it again.
Super hot. Super hot.
I can't wait to see what that sounds like. That first super was like, ooh. It's your ASMR for the day.
Oh yeah,
we fought the Kool-Aid Man too in our RPG. I forgot to tell you that.
Oh yeah,
we fought the Kool-Aid Man in our RPG. That was cool.
Did he break down a wall?
He did.
Okay,
he broke down the wall of the tavern. Let's see.
We need
elsewhere on the. I'm sorry. Were you gonna?
We needed the Kool-Aid Man back in Berlin.
Jesus Christ! Oh my God. No.
Yeah.
Bad Andy.
Nope. Good.
Bad
good
Andy.
Andy.
Bad
good Andy.
Mr. Kool-Aid Man, tear down the wall.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. We're getting canceled. Oh, no. Okay, that's pretty goddamn funny. All right, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, Mafia 3, there's Mega Man 2, Persona 5.
Oh, yeah, that was a really cool soundtrack.
That was a really good soundtrack. I really like that. Shadow of the Colossus, there's Sonic 3 again, there's Streets of Rage 2 again. There we go. Finally, somebody said it with me. Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one that I thought was going to be on that top 100. Undertale.
Oh, yeah, that soundtrack rules, too.
Yeah, I really like that one for being like more spiritually retro.
Megalovania.
And The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. I'm going to find one more list and we can rip through it and then we'll go to happy time.
Like, so, I mean, like our entire podcast, it kind of like it's an umbrella, so we can kind of cover things without it just being directly a video game. Talking about video game music is pretty solid.
I was going to say, talking about Umbrella, where's Resident Evil?
Get out.
Well, RE4 was in there.
RE4
was in there. One more list. GamesRadar.com, which is a pretty popular one. GamesRadar.com. Top 5 video game soundtracks of all time. And the reason I wanted to do this is because it already has one that we haven't heard yet. 25, it has Pokemon Gold Silver.
Okay.
A lot of people, like, I liked Gold and Silver. I really did.
I thought it was all right. I can't remember yesterday. I'll have better memories of it when Nintendo decides that they actually want to start releasing all the old Pokemon games on the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, I'm 1,000% waiting for that.
Yeah, when they start doing that, then I'll be more excited, and then my memory will be a little bit better of those games. Sorry, Pokemon.
24, Last of Us. 23, I don't think I've heard this one. Everybody's Gone to Rapture.
Oh, yeah. I've never
heard of that game.
I've not played it, but I've considered purchasing it a few times because it actually sounds really cool. If I remember correctly, the premise is that like everybody pretty much it like the title says going to Rapture, then you walk around.
Has gone to Rapture.
Yeah, then you walk around and you like look at like notes and stuff like that and like find clues and stuff about like the events that led up to, I believe. Do not quote me on that one.
It's like one of those walking simulators.
Yeah, it's like if you've ever played the video game Home, it's kind of akin to that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's like there's like no actual like action. It's just like a walking sim, but those are pretty cool. They're relaxing for the most part. It's like all storytelling,
which is the opposite of 22 because there's Katamari, which is absolute chaos. So that's the opposite game. 21, Nier Automata.
Yeah.
18, Minecraft.
I can see that.
Okay, I get you.
What about Fork Knife?
Little fork knife. 17, Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
There it is.
16, Sonic 2 Electric Boogaloo. Well, I thought it was funny. 15, Super Mario 64. Mm-hmm. 14, Halo 3.
Oh, Halo. Freaking dang. That's some good music.
Well, I mean,
13, Ocarina of Time.
Well, the first Halo was on that on the first playlist that we read.
Oh, was it? I wasn't paying attention.
Ooh, boy, you're actually sitting there in person with them.
I know. He's like half asleep. It's all good. Normally people fall asleep when I talk anyway, so it's golden. Number 12, Dark Souls. 11, Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Oh, yeah.
Any of the Animal Crossings.
10, Final Fantasy 7. 9, Journey. 8, Transistor. Again, this is top 25 video game soundtracks according to GamesRadar.com. 7, Bioshock Infinite. 6, Kingdom Hearts.
Oh. Yes. 10 out of 10. Weldy, how do we get you to play some Kingdom Hearts on that stream?
Play with Spanky.
Kingdom Hearts speed run win.
Oh, God. Never. I've never played any of those games.
What? You play Final Fantasy, but it's just Final Fantasy with Disney characters.
I didn't even play Final Fantasy. I didn't play Final Fantasy. I played Final Fantasy so I could speed run it for Super 16 last year, and I played like 12 to 15 hours into it, and I loved it. And then I put it down, and I tried to come back, and I completely forgot what I was doing.
So you can literally just pick. So what I'm hearing is that, yes, everybody who watches my Weldy Time stream, I will be playing Kingdom Hearts here within the next month.
Yikes.
October is Kingdom Hearts month. Thanks, Weldy. I can't wait to watch that.
I might. I don't know. I got to do a theme for October. I have a theme already picked out for December this year. It's Indie-cember.
Nice.
So all indie games. And I can't wait. It's going to be great because I already have like Celeste and Infernax and which...
Super Meat Boy?
The Messenger. I have Meat Boy. I have Cuphead. I have The Messenger.
Have you ever played Journey?
No.
It's like 2 hours. You can probably
can. It's pretty, it's a pretty quick
sign me up. Moving on. Final five. 5, Deadly Premonition.
Oh,
okay.
What?
Okay.
Four is New Vegas.
Big iron on his heel.
Big iron on his heel.
Three is Persona 5. Two is Undertale. And one is Silent Hill 2.
Okay, that's also a pretty solid list. So they all pretty much, they all kind of lean kind of consistently. It's like maybe some slight changes, but not a lot, honestly.
They tend to lean more later Super Nintendo and early PS1. Did you notice that?
Yeah, there wasn't too many like classic NES besides like DuckTales in there.
And Mega Man 2. And yeah, like the original Metroid was down lower on that list. I feel like they put like Super Mario Brothers in it just because it's iconic. Yeah. But it's like,
chances are the people that are making these lists are probably like under 25 and
like our age.
Yeah, no, come on, Andy, we're not your age, but you're already over the you're already halfway home, man. You're already halfway to hell. So
one thing that I did notice they didn't have on any of these lists, and I was kind of shocked, they didn't have any of the Tony Hawk Pro Skaters, and they didn't have any of the Guitar Heroes.
Oh, yeah. Guitar Hero, dang.
They didn't have any of the Guitar Heroes. But again, that's where I was kind of like,
I would not count Guitar Hero.
If you throw a bunch of songs onto like a mix.
But that's a soundtrack.
Yeah, it's a soundtrack. Wait a minute. So you wouldn't count Guitar Hero, but you would count Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
I honestly wouldn't count either of them. If we're basing it off of the Weldy rolls, then no, you can't count either of them because it's not original.
Cause them to spaz out.
It's not original music that was created for it. Those are copywritten trademark songs that were added at a very high expensive budget, I imagine. They were added in. It's not the same. We're basing this off of the Weldy rules. There's also, if that's the case, then Fallout, I don't know why they had Fallout on there as well. So, or the
because
New Vegas.
Those aren't copywritten anymore.
Oh,
since they're from 19.
There you go. All right. Well,
back when I graduated high school.
Yeah, that's right. Somewhere around like 1943 when Andy graduated high school. Andy had graduated high school when our troops were coming home from World War II.
Jesus. Avoided the war.
I bless those boys. What if I throw a gray area at you guys? I'm going to throw a gray area in between both of those where it's like, it's copyright, but it's not. Rock and Roll Racing.
Yeah, see, that's another one. But that is, depending on which version you play, it has the copywritten music, but it's covers of copyright music, I guess.
The definitive version of Rock and Roll Racing is fuck.
Brutal Legend, bro.
That's a good one. Brutal Legend's a good one, too, yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
You guys want to go into happy time?
Yeah, we'll wrap it up.
All right, let's do this. All right, you know what time it is, kids? It's happy time!
Beep, beep, beep.
Yay. Happy time, people. Happy 32nd anniversary Final Fantasy IV released July 19th, 1991 for the Super Nintendo.
Not on the soundtrack list.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, was it?
It was soundtrack.
Ooh, bud, get it together.
I thought it was 6 and 13 or whatever you said.
It was somewhere on there. I don't think it was like super high, but it was on the list.
Okay.
A happy anniversary to Tumba, released in North America July 16th, 1998, which would mark it at 25 years. Oof. That's a game I'm still trying to find the OG version of. That's a game that I had on one of my original demo discs, and I played the hell out of that first level, and I never got that game. That and MIDI.
I love some Medieval, and I'm glad they just re-released that recently, so you can actually purchase that version of it. It's pretty good. But Tomba, I think I played when I was a kid. My cousins had that one. It was pretty fun. I enjoyed the fuck out of it. Didn't get past, I think it was like the second or third level. It was fun from what we did play.
Happy 20th anniversary to Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
My gray hairs.
The OG Xbox 360, Windows, and now Android released first July 15, 2003. It is 1 year away from being able to buy alcohol.
I played that at one of those Walmart Center things. Actually, I think it was an on cue, to be honest.
Oh my god! Whatever you call.
Speaking of a game that can buy alcohol officially now, this one's going to make your gray hairs even more grayer. Is it grayer? Grayer. Happy 21st birthday, Super Mario Sunshine.
Wow, we.
That's
actually 2002, released in Japan July 19th, 2002.
One of my favorite Super Mario Brothers games. It actually is probably outside of Super Mario World and Super Mario. It goes Super Mario World, Super Mario Brothers 3, and then Sunshine. So
Sunshine beats Galaxy?
Absolutely. Sunshine beats Galaxy, and I'm ready to take Sunshine out for a drink. I'm about to wine and dine that game.
Take him to Delfino Square and just...
Yeah, that is a good soundtrack, too.
It does have a good soundtrack. I did like that soundtrack. I didn't get into the gameplay as much as I did Galaxy, but I did like that gameplay. Before we go, we do have one more. We have a very melancholy Happy Trails. Sinead O'Connor passed away today at the age of 56. The longtime Irish singer and musician. Lead single, Nothing Compares to You, was named number one world single in 1990 by the Billboard Music Awards. Passed away today at the age of 56.
Sucks.
It does. That's pretty rough to hear, especially considering how she was so outspoken against so much corruption, you know?
Yep. Happy Futurama return.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
There we go.
Baby.
Yeah. Do we have a happy, like, it's not a happy anniversary, but it's like happy return to glory. Let's end with a bang. Happy return to glory, Futurama.
What is this return? I believe
I was like, is this their fourth or fifth return? Andy, you know, you're
it was on Fox. It got canceled. It was on
Comedy Central.
It was on ABC.
It was ABC
a little bit.
Hold on a second.
Well, I thought Cartoon Network.
I thought it got canceled on Fox twice because it was like their first two seasons. Then it got canceled.
It's brought back to Fox.
Yeah, for like another two seasons.
Didn't FX do its own series? Like one season?
I think it might have been on FX. I don't know. Then they had four movies.
I was like, wait, it's four movies? And those movies were considered a season.
Well, they broke it up into seasons, episodes. Yeah. So for the listeners, I have a Bender tattoo on my butt before the movie came out. I just wanted to, it does not have a time code stamp on it.
More specifically, I actually remember when he got this tattoo. We had just started working together at a taco-based fast food restaurant.
of a bell variety.
And it mind you, me and him had only known each other for like maybe a month or so. And this is like back 17 years ago. About 17 years ago, actually, now. Yeah, oof. About 17 years ago, and dude was showing me his tattoos. He's like, oh, I just got a new one, too. And I was like, oh, hey, what'd you get? And he pulls his fucking trousers down in the back of the store. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, just me mooning 16-year-old kids. No big deal.
I was not 16. I was 18.
I'd edit that out if I were
18.
Okay, good. I was like trying to remember. I was like, oh, fuck.
I might, but I don't know. You're doing the editing. You leave it in if you want it.
I promise I was old enough for him to be flashing his butt cheeks at me.
Okay. Put me on a list.
Speaking of being put on a list, we're on a list of things that we'll see you next time. that was the best transition of the night.
What a segue this guy had.
Any last second words, kids?
Thank you again for listening. Send us an email, retrosmashed@gmail.com. Please send us emails. I want to read them.
Yep, and you can join me twitch.tv/weldytime Sunday nights, Monday nights, Tuesday nights, and Thursday nights for Mandatory Metroid.
You can also follow us on our social media, Twitter @retro_smash. That's our official video game podcasting Twitter site right there. So you can always follow X, all the good stuff.
It's an X now.
Wrap this up and take us out of here.
I was going to ask, if I put videos on my X site Twitter handle, does that make them X videos?
Yes.
That's how we're going to end this. Good night, Canada.